found that their service has been a blessing. So give them a call if you so desire. If you're looking for more information, you can get a hold of them by calling 561-683-1816 for more information. And any of the folks down there at Palm Beach Ironworks would be more than happy to chat with you. And of course, you can stop by their location also if you're looking for more information about one of your projects or what you're working on, or just to get a little better acquainted. And they are at 7768 Belvedere Road in West Palm Beach, Florida. That is Palm Beach Ironworks, 7768 Belvedere Road, West Palm Beach, Florida. And the phone number again, 561-683-1816 for more information if you so desire. And that's something that you're looking for today. We'll have that information here, as well as you can go on our website and pull that up. And of course, you can find what you're looking for there as well. But we are looking forward to having the founder of Palm Beach Ironworks with us on air a little later this morning. And of course, he opened the morning with our devotional thought today. We want to say a big thank you to Paul down up in Port St. Lucie. Paul in Port St. Lucie making a one-time pledge of $30 this morning. And that is going to be matching funds, because we have $1,680 that is put into the budget this morning in consideration of Palm Beach Ironworks commitment and partnership with our Christian radio station. They support this ministry in a significant way, and it's our pleasure to be able to share with you a little bit about who they are and how you can get a hold of them as well. Again, Paul, we want to thank you for your donation of $30, and that means we right now are at $1,650 in matching funds, and we have 1 hour to make this happen. So, David, if you can make note of that, we have 1 hour to bring this in this morning. It's right now a quarter till eight. We're looking at something like that. We'll call it a quarter till eight, and about a quarter till nine. I guess give or take another 3 minutes or something. It's probably more like 13 minutes to eight at this point. So we're looking at about a quarter till nine. So we have about an hour in the clock. Give us a call this morning. Matching funds, $1,650 remaining this morning. Thank you, John, for your donation. And we're going to get right back to a song, and this is entitled Altar Call.
You know, I can't explain to you really how he does it. But he proved himself to me in such a holy way, such a complete way, that I die for that faith and I die for that belief, because it's more than a belief. He lives in my heart. And that's the only proof. It's the only proof that I can give you, because he lives in my heart. Those people that knew me before didn't know that I could believe something so strong. The gospel is simply this: Jesus will forgive all your sins if you'll come to him humbly, lay down at his feet and say, "You're the Lord, and I'll follow you the rest of my life on earth so that I can have the rest of eternity with you and the glory of your Father." Most people don't find out till it's too late that someone has to pay the price. You can pay it yourself, or let someone else, but who would be that nice to pay a debt that isn't his? Well, I know someone like that, and he's your best friend, he really is. He really loves you. Most people don't find out till they're half dead that they need another life. You say you've heard everything that's ever been said. about the way, the truth, the life. You say you've heard lots of preaching all before, so many times. But did you ever open up your door, give him a chance to prove himself? But he's real. I hope you find out before it's too late that there's really nobody else. You know it's breaking his heart the longer you wait, 'cause you've only been lying to yourself. 'Cause no one believes a thing you say, not even you. You know you're gonna find out that he's the way, no matter which way you choose. But I pray I find out by his love for you. Y'all bow your heads with me, please.
I'm just going to, hallelujah.
All right. And, well, we started out with Jim Higgins giving us an invitation, the importance of welcoming people to come to Jesus. And there was Keith Green giving his version of one of his altar calls. And that's something we want to have on the air here from time to time, invitation, so people know that they can accept. And we have $100 coming in, and this is from Jacqueline. And Jacqueline's in Port St. Lucie. $100, that's all matching funds. And the matching funds, where's my sheet? I think we're now going to be at $1,550. And we want to thank Jacqueline for that $100 coming in to support your Good News station. We have $1,550 remaining, and we're going to need your calls this morning. The number is 888-221-8990. That number is 888-221-8990. We have $1,550 in matching funds, and we now have less than 1 hour to go. Give us a call. Let us know what the Lord's putting on your heart this morning, and we will we'll be grateful to talk with you and to hear what God is doing in your life. Jonathan, let's see, we have is 4 years old, had brain surgery, and we're praying for complete healing and seizures to stop. Boy, do I understand the challenge with that, having a son that's had many seizures as well. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just take a stand against this physical condition, whatever it is, praying for healing to be released in this young boy, 4 years old. We pray, Father, for your miraculous intervention, and Father, for wisdom in the care and the provision and strength for the parents in the journey, and Father, for deliverance in Jesus' name. Father, I remember those days when I would take my son out to school, didn't know from day to day what we were going to face, up to 200 seizures a day in school. And yet today, Drew has now become seizure free. And so, Father, we pray for that over this child as well, that that you would have mercy on this child and you would deliver them from this condition in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Jacqueline, I appreciate you sharing so we can be prayer partners with you and our listening audience as well, for Jonathan. And we're just going to ask the Lord to do a work that doctors are not able to do. And God is able to do that. And we've experienced that in our family. And we continue to stand every day for our Andrew. And we're going to continue and stand with you for your Jonathan as well. Amen. Well, may the Lord bless you, and your gift this morning is matching funds. And, of course, we now have $1,550 remaining, and we have about Looks like about 50 minutes on the clock to go. So give us a call this morning. Let us know what's on your heart. We're going to need some $100, probably maybe a $500 donation. It would be good maybe to have a $1,000 donation. I don't know what the Lord's speaking to you about this morning. But as we get started with this day, Father, we call forth your anointing, Lord, to bless your people and to release the resources, Father, that are available to do the work here at WCNO. Thank you, Lord, for blessing your people and giving them a willing heart and giving them the resources to respond. Father, we just commit ourselves into your hands in Jesus' name. Now, our own Karen was pontificating a few moments ago.
Oh, she was, yes.
I've learned from the best.
She's been pontificating. And it's a wonderful topic. And so she's going to introduce this song and why we're going to play this next song. It's entitled?
The song is entitled Shouts of Joy.
It is entitled Shouts of Joy. And is there a reason why we're playing this particular song?
Well, the reason is when I get up this morning, when I was just sitting in my quiet time, I kept hearing the Lord say, joy, joy, joy. And when I came in, and then you have picked Psalm 47.
Yes, 47.
Which talked about, you know, shout with cries of joy. Mm-hmm. And I just have, I looked up in Scripture how many times joy is mentioned in the different translations. And it's pretty amazing. In the NIV, joy is mentioned 210 times. In the King James, 155 times. And the New King James, 150 times. So I think the Lord has something to say about joy.
Something about joy.
And, it just feels like maybe just kind of looking around with COVID and all the things that are going on in the nation, it just feels like there's a real heaviness. You know, there's division. There's just, you know, it's like everything feels like there's just havoc and chaos going on and a heaviness over the country. But, you know, the mm-hmm. Lord says in Isaiah 61 that the Lord would give unto us beauty for ashes, the oil of Amen. Joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And I just sense the Lord saying that you have to choose joy. You know, it's easy to be overcome and overwhelmed with heaviness, to be overwhelmed with depression, be overwhelmed, you know, by everything that's going around us. And you have to fight for the opposite of that. You know, the Lord has given us joy, but we have to pretty much activate that. I think we have to activate that in the time. You know, it's the opposite of what we want to do. We want to try to fix the thing that is wrong. But it's the joy. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And joy comes from the Lord, obviously. But we have to choose to be in joy. Do that through worship and, you know, remembering all the good things the Lord has done for you, which will... the joy will bubble up in you.
All right. So here is this song, and we're going to come back. Shouts of Joy. And it's okay with us and with the Lord, too, and probably most people around you, if you just have an eruption of joy.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Get your tambourines.
Of the righteous of the Lord.